Okay, so get this. We're going to dive into the world of business analysis today.
Sounds interesting.
Right. And we've got this article about business analyst KPIs for 2024.
Wow.
And trust me, you don't have to be a tech person to appreciate this stuff.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's really about unlocking this like hidden potential in any business,
Yeah.
which who doesn't want a superpower like that?
I like how you're thinking, good business analysts, they're like detectives.
Oh,
They're
yeah.
always solving the case. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They use data and insights and this whole system of KPIs,
Okay.
which is just a fancy way of saying measuring success.
So it's more than spreadsheets and algorithms.
Oh, way more. Yeah, this
Yeah.
article like blew my mind because it really emphasizes communication,
Really?
stakeholder management, even something called behavioral effectiveness.
Okay.
It's so interesting how the human element plays into this whole world.
I want to hear more about that. One of the KPIs that really caught my eye was elicitation effectiveness.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I had to Google it.
Yeah.
But it's about how well someone gathers information from like different stakeholders.
Right.
And I immediately thought about how important that is, not just in business, but in life.
Oh, 100%.
Right.
Think about it. Every project, every decision usually involves getting information from a bunch of different people.
Yeah.
Elicitation. Effectiveness is all about asking the right questions,
Okay.
listening actively,
Right.
and making sure that like everyone feels heard and understood. It's about cutting through the noise and getting to the heart of what matters.
It's like that game telephone that we used to play as kids,
Yeah.
except you're the one who's making sure the message doesn't get all jumbled up.
Exactly.
So how do they actually measure this elicitation effectiveness?
It's interesting you should mention that
Yeah.
because the way you measure it really depends a lot on the project management style.
Okay.
So in like a traditional waterfall project, it might be about the number of revisions on a requirements document.
Oh.
So fewer revisions, more effective elicitation.
Less back and forth, less rework, less headache.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Now contrast that with like a really fast-paced, agile environment.
Okay.
It's more about how clearly the business analyst defines and completes user stories for each sprint or iteration.
Okay.
The whole landscape changes, so the metrics for success change as well.
That's really cool. It's like using different tools depending on if you're building a birdhouse or a skyscraper.
Totally.
Speaking of tools, what about process optimization effectiveness?
Okay.
That one sounds kind of self-explanatory,
Yeah.
but I bet you there's more to it than meets the eye.
You're right. At its core, it's about how well those like improvements actually work in the real world.
Okay.
So imagine a company trying to like streamline its customer service. A business analyst would analyze the current process, find any bottlenecks, and then propose solutions.
Right.
Process optimization. Effectiveness is all about measuring the impact of those solutions.
So we're talking tangible outcomes here. Like,
Right.
did customer satisfaction scores go up? Did resolution times go down? That sort of thing.
Precisely. Did the changes actually save money or boost efficiency? It's all about connecting the dots between the analysis, the recommendations, and the actual measurable results.
Right. It's like that old saying, you can't manage what you can't measure.
Exactly.
These KPIs, they give you the framework to not just track progress, but actually see the value of what you're doing.
Yeah. And no, it's not even just about the numbers themselves.
Oh, really?
It's about what they tell you about how the business analyst is doing their job.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, consistently high stakeholder management effectiveness scores, that tells you this business analyst is great at communication, collaboration, building consensus.
Right.
Those are invaluable skills.
Absolutely. And this article really emphasizes that stakeholder feedback is everything. It's not enough to just deliver a report and then wipe your hands clean.
Right.
It's about making sure that analysis is understandable
Yes.
and actionable for the people who need to use it.
Totally. And that's where behavioral effectiveness comes in,
Okay.
which I think is so fascinating.
Yeah.
It's about those really crucial soft skills.
Okay.
Adapting your communication style, understanding cultural nuances,
Right.
building relationships based on trust and respect.
It's like being a cultural translator, right?
Yeah.
You're bridging the gap between the technical jargon and the language of different departments, different personalities, even.
Exactly. It's about speaking the language of the tech team, the marketing team, the finance team, anyone who has a stake in the game.
Right?
The best business analysts, they can translate complex data into insights that resonate with different audiences and most importantly, drive action.
That's amazing. You know, it makes me think about how these KPI concepts could actually apply to so many other fields.
Like what?
Like teaching, for example.
Oh, interesting.
So a teacher could look at traditional metrics like test scores to measure their effectiveness.
Mm.
But what about things like student engagement? How well they adapt their teaching style to different learning needs? The feedback they get from parents. It's like, how do you measure the impact you're having on a human level?
That's such a good comparison. These principles of measurement and continuous improvement are so versatile.
Right.
It's all about defining what success looks like in your specific context.
Yeah.
Finding ways to measure progress and staying adaptable along the way.
Okay.
It's like you've got a roadmap, but you're willing to deviate from it if the terrain demands it.
I like that. And speaking of roadmaps, this article isn't all sunshine and roses.
What do you mean?
It also dives into some of the challenges of actually implementing KPIs.
Yeah.
And how important it is to choose the right ones for your organization, which doesn't sound easy. Like, it's like you're trying to put together this puzzle.
Yeah.
But all the pieces keep changing shape.
Yeah.
So how does a business analyst deal with that?
Well, it takes, adaptability.
Okay.
Being willing to kind of iterate and change things up.
Mm-hmm.
And also just like a knack for creative problem solving.
Okay.
You know, because even with the best laid plans, you're always going to run into some speed bumps.
Yeah.
The key is to see those challenges not as roadblocks.
Okay.
But as opportunities to learn and grow.
It's about embracing that growth mindset.
Exactly.
Always trying to learn even when things get a little messy.
Yeah. And that's something we can all take to heart.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what we do for a living.
Right.
Whether you're a business analyst, optimizing a process, or a musician working on a melody.
Yeah.
That commitment to continuous improvement is what really matters.
I love that. It's like you said earlier, it's not just about business analysis. It's a way of thinking.
Yeah.
A way of approaching the world.
It is.
With curiosity.
Yeah.
And like a thirst for knowledge.
For sure. And it's funny because when we started talking about these business analyst KPIs.
Yeah.
I don't think either of us expected it to be so human.
I know.
Right.
We started with spreadsheets.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about empathy, communication,
yeah,
human connection.
It all connects. It's amazing. It's a good reminder that even in the most technical fields,
mm-hmm,
it's often the human element that really makes all the difference.
So as we're wrapping up this deep dive,
yeah,
what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from all of this?
I think the biggest thing is don't underestimate those transferable skills.
Okay.
Even if you never become a business analyst.
Right.
The principles we've talked about today,
mm-hmm,
the communication, the measurement, the continuous improvement.
Yeah.
Those are tools that can help anyone.
It's about asking the hard questions.
Yes.
Being open to feedback.
Yeah.
And never settling for good enough.
Right.
It's about pushing ourselves to always be better.
Right.
Not just in our work, but in our lives.
Well said.
Yeah.
And you might just surprise yourself with what you're capable of.
Totally.
You might even unlock your inner business analyst.
There you go. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It is a pleasure being here.
We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration into the world of knowledge. It's not easy.
No, it's definitely not a walk in the park. It takes a lot of work.
Right.
You got to be flexible, willing to try new things.
Okay.
And you've got to know how to find creative solutions.
So how do you do that? How do you find those solutions?
Well, a big part of it is recognizing that no plan is perfect.
Okay.
Things change. Unexpected things happen.
Yeah.
And you can't let that derail you.
Right.
You've got to be ready to roll with the punches.
So it's like you said earlier,
embracing
that growth mindset.
Yeah.
Being open to learning even when things don't go according to plan.
Yes. And you know what? That's something that applies to everyone.
In any field.
In any field.
Yeah.
In life, even.
I love that because we started this whole conversation talking about business analysis and these KPIs.
Right.
But it really feels like we've stumbled onto something much bigger.
We have. It's about a mindset.
Yeah.
It's about being adaptable and always striving to improve.
It's about not being afraid to challenge the status quo.
Exactly.
And to never stop learning.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
Sounds good to me.
It's been fascinating exploring the world of business analysis with you.
It's been a pleasure being here.
And I think our listeners have a lot to think about.
I hope so.
So until next time, when we dive into another fascinating topic.
I'm excited to see what we uncover next.
Me too. Thanks for joining us, everyone.